She thinks during this time of fear that God knows what he's doing. And that is the absolute truth. Listen, we are watching what is happening in this world. We are the ones watching it like we go to a movie, to watch a cinema, you know, go to the cinema and watch a movie. Right? As far as God is concerned, listen, whatever is happening in the world today, it is finished. Right? It is finished. God is Alpha. God is Omega. God is the end from the beginning. And what we're seeing is just playing out to us. We are the ones who all that is happening now is just taken by accident. If you've been following this series, we're talking about, you know, understanding God, understanding series. And we've looked at God being the source of all understanding. Understanding comes from God. So today, I will just introduce in the few minutes we have left, because we want to end, you know, whatever preaching, and so we can pray at 12. You know, we've been looking at the understanding series, like I said, and we looked at the source of all understanding, which is God, because if you understand the source of all understanding, where understanding comes from, then you have an idea of what understanding is. And we were able to see that God, you're watching this and you don't really understand what God or who God is. Simply, anytime you hear the word God, just replace it with source, the source of all life and intelligence. We saw from the book of Proverbs in the Bible that out of God's mouth comes wisdom, comes knowledge, and understanding. And we saw that understanding is insight. So God being the source of all life means that he's the one who created the whole world. I will advise you, since you're on this channel now, you're on this Facebook, if you scroll back to this same Facebook page, you will see the past 3 weeks we've been looking at understanding. And we looked at understanding who and what God is. The source of all life and all intelligence. He's the creator of the whole world. We saw that. And we saw that God is also the Lord God, you know, small letter L-O-R-D, Adonai, which means master, owner, maker. So God created the whole world. He's also the Lord, the master, the maker of the whole world. And we saw also God is also the Lord, which is capital L-O-R-D, which means Jehovah, the self-existent one. He exists by himself. He doesn't need your approval. He doesn't need my approval. He doesn't need my belief in him for him to exist. God exists by himself. And we saw, as we were looking, introducing the unknown God, like Paul, one of the apostles in Acts chapter 27, was explaining his understanding of God to a people. We saw in that scripture, in those verses, the simplicity of what God is like. The very simplicity. So I will say, go back and listen to that, and you will understand who God is. He's the source of all life, all intelligence, the self-existent one. Out of him comes everything. He's the source. And in that same Acts 27, Paul explained that it is in God that we actually live, we move, we have our being. Like I said, this world that you are seeing right now is a movie that has an end and has a beginning. The movie has already started and has already ended in the eyes of God. God is like the producer of the movie. So it's not, you know, the producer knows the end from the beginning. It's you and I who come in there and we try to watch the movie play out. And as things are unfolding, we are either scared, we're either terrified. But God already has sorted everything out because he knows the end from the beginning. So God is not panicking. And we learned that God, who is the source of all, the ending he has in mind is a good end for you, for me, because he's love. Love, that is who he is. It's not what you do or what you don't do that will make the source of all life and intelligence love you. He loves you unconditionally. Whether you believe it or not, God loves you. Because that is who he is, his love. And because he loves you, he's not planning any evil. Oh, why is this pandemic happening? Why is, it's just like the movie you're watching. In the midst of the movie, everything is going wrong. James Bond is about to die. But the producer knows at the end, James Bond ain't going nowhere. Right? Same thing. There's a destined end. There's a destined end. But we now saw it that we only need to do something if we seek him. It's like a pathway, two pathways, right? If you turn left, you know where it's going. There's a destined end. If you turn right, there's a destined end. So God is simply saying, I made you, I created you, and I've given you two pathways, right? One, the end of it is life. It's got a good end. One, the other one, the end of it is death and destruction. He now says, you know what? You stand at that crossroad, you choose. If you go on the pathway that is going to end well, guess what? It will end well. Why? Because it's destined to. If you go on that pathway that's going to end in destruction, guess what? It's going to end in destruction. But at the end of the day, it is your choice. It is your choice. Listen, it is your choice. Just like it's your choice now, right? You're at home. Maybe it's not your choice, you know, the lockdown. But you know what? You are listening to this broadcast. And God is telling you he loves you. You are hearing that God has destined you. The real plan God has for you is a good plan. He doesn't want you to end badly. And God has finished. It is finished. It is finished. This world is finished already. Where it's only just playing out. And we all, like actors, we're just coming onto the stage. I will explain that in this series. I do not want to rush anything because of our time. So we're just introducing today a topic, understanding the greatest creation of God. Do you know what is the greatest creation of God? Do you want to know? Do you really, 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 really want to know? It is you. When you look at the book of Genesis, right? In that book of Genesis, we see there that gives us an understanding where everything in this on this earth comes from. And the simple understanding is that the source of everything, which is God, created the heaven and the earth and everything that is therein in this earth. You see, in this series, like I said, we're not rushing. We are looking at understanding the greatest creation of God, which is you. In that Genesis chapter 1, remember, you were encouraged, pick up that Bible. You've hidden it in the cupboard for too long. You got that Bible when you were christened. Your mom just gave you that Bible. Or I perceive that somebody just got a Bible sent to them in the mail. Or someone just dropped a Bible at your doorstep. Because I tell you, a lot of marvelous things are happening at this season. People are being given Bibles, free Bibles. I tell you. So in the first page, the first chapter of the first book of the Bible called Genesis, you will see the story of creation. God created everything. Can you think of all the marvelous things in this world? The skies. Look at the beauty of the stars. Look at the sun, the moon. Look at nature. See how beautiful, how wonderful everything is? Now, there's something greater than all those things. Maybe you're even a dog lover, because some people actually love dogs more than they love, you know, people. I don't blame you, because, you know, some people are lonely and their companion, they find it in a dog. So we're not belittling that. But I'm just trying to tell you that there's something greater than everything that God made. You. You. In that Genesis, God made every marvelous thing, wonderful thing, awesome thing. And then he capped it all up with one creation, the greatest creation. How do I know it's the greatest creation? Because when you create everything and everything's so marvelous, and then you put only one creation of yours to be in charge of everything, that means the person in charge of everything is the greatest of all. You know, reminds me of a boxer that used to call himself the greatest of all. Why? Because he beat every boxer in his realm. He lost his belt once. He came back and beat everybody. So he became the undisputed heavyweight champion of boxing. And he called himself the greatest of all. See, because he was in charge of everything, everyone in that, you know, weight category. So the person in charge is the greatest. And God, the Bible tells us, when you read that Genesis chapter 1, the whole story is in the whole chapter from verse 1 to 31. But in verse 28 to 31, you will see the creation of mankind, human beings. God created. God said, I am going to make you, mankind, right? I'm going to make you in just like me, in my image and in likeness. Let me tell you something. If you really, 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 really want to know what you look like, and I'll tell you a story, and maybe we'll end with this story today, right? If you really, 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 really want to know what you look like, what you need to know is what is your original source. Where did you come from? Listen, where you were born biologically, physically, on this earth, is not actually your original source. That's just where you manifested. Your country of birth, right? That's not your original source. The man and the woman who came together to give birth to you, they are not the original source. They are just the medium, right? So your original source is God. Remember what God is? Who God is? The source of all life and intelligence. So I had this encounter. I've shared this story before, but every time it comes back to me, it makes a lot of sense. Note what I said, sense. Right, let me play with your common sense now. So I met this young boy. If I remember, I was roughly about 8 years old. And then we were having a conversation, and I said, God. I mentioned God. He said, oh, he doesn't believe. What is God? You know, my parents have told me there's nothing like God. He started asking me questions, you know, intelligent questions you usually hear from 8-year-olds. Which one came first? Is it the hen or is it the egg? You know, it was, you know, just mesmerizing me with some intelligence, apparently, that he was told. So I went and engaged him in an intelligent debate. Not debate, really, explanation. I said, all right. I said, who made you? He said, of course, it's my mom and my dad that made me. I said, okay, beautiful. I said, who made your mom and who made your dad? And then he said, the person who made my dad is his mom and his dad. The person who made my mom is her mom and her dad. I said, beautiful. I said, who made the mom and the dad of your dad? The mom and the dad of your mom. He said, their mom and their dad. I said, who made their mom and dad? He said, their mom and dad. Who made their mom and dad? He said, their mom and dad. The great-great-great-great-grandparents, who made their moms and dad? He said, their mom and dad. I said, so who made the man, the mom and the dad, 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 and the moms and the dad, and the moms and the dad, and the moms and the dad? And he said, that's right. They all must have come from one mom and dad. I said, beautiful, awesome. I said, number one, congratulations. It shows that you and I, we don't look alike because, you know, he had a lighter skin. You know, he had less melanin in his skin than me. You know, you understand what I mean. I said, that congratulations. It means that you and I, we are distantly mega, mega, micro, whichever way, distantly from the same source. So I said, the first mom and the dad, who made them? And he said, that is true. Someone must have made them. I said, that someone is called God, the source of all life and intelligence. Simple, commonsensical conversation. And that is what I want us to look at today. Think about it. You see, the problem we have is that we do not realize that it is our source that actually determines who we really are. Everyone between the original source, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, father, mother, just like I had the discussion with this young boy, right? Everyone in between, they were just mediums. They were not the source. Medium, the original source, is who we present to you as we try to go in this understanding series. And that original source is a great source. You know what? I am telling you today, greatness is your source. Not your mommy, not your daddy, not what the teachers told you in school, not what that bad history teacher lectured you, or that science teacher that's trying to explain to you how the whole world began. At least they all agree this whole world began. By who? Oh, Big Bang. Who banged it? Bang. Joshua is laughing here. The source. And that source is a great source. So I tell you today, listen to this. Greatness is your source. You were marvelously made by a great source. The greatest source of all existence is called God. You were marvelously made inside out, body and soul. In the book of Psalms 139, verse 13 to around 18, the psalmist, David, a young boy, who wrote many songs and started having encounters at a young age with the source of his life, wrote this psalm. Let me read the psalm to you. And I love it from this translation of the Bible that just makes it so profound and easy. So I read Psalm 139, verse 13, and I will close with this, and then we will pray, all right? And then we'll continue from here next week. Remember what we're looking at? Understanding the greatest creation of God, you, all right? Now, he captures it this way. Listen, he says, oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You are breathtaking. Body and soul. Start that music, please. Body and soul. Listen, this is profound. I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What
weird differences between British and
creation. He continues, you know me. He's talking about his source, right? You know me inside out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, beat by beat. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life, all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Listen, I am reintroducing you, not to your biological parents or grandparents or your lineage or your heritage or your family history. I'm introducing you to the source of your family history, God. Marvelously made you. Listen, let me tell you, what we usually focus on is how we were made or how we were born. Maybe they've told you stories about how you were born. I know a woman, she's in her 60s now. She said she struggled for a long time because they told her how she was born. That when she was born, her mother didn't want her. The parents really didn't want her born. So she felt rejected. They told her that story. So she focused on how she was born and struggled with this all her life, all her adults, until she became, in her 20s. Then you know what happened? One day someone, like you're watching today, introduced her to her original source, which is God. And she said she'd thought about it. So even though my father and my mother didn't want me, they were just mediums. I didn't come from them. They were just mediums from which I was born. She stopped looking at how she was born and started looking at why she was born. Listen, there's a reason why you were born. Because a great source is your source. He made sure you were born. You know what? You are born with a DNA of greatness in you. Not your father, not your mother. Listen, you have to understand, one of the things is that, you see, the body you have is just like a house you live in. The real you is that person on the inside who thinks, who can write, who can read. That person on the inside you, I'm talking about the source of that person on the inside of you. Listen, your body may be ravaged with pain, with sickness, or maybe you have a disability. Listen, I will focus more on that maybe next time. What we call disability is not really disability. It's disability in the eyes of God. I mean, in the eyes of people, they can see the physical, something is not right. But the person on the inside, the source of that person, has a DNA of greatness. A disability is not disability. What it just simply means is you have a different ability that the world does not understand. And because the world, people don't understand, they say you are disabled. No, you have a different ability. It's not a disability, a different ability. We will talk more about that. And I'm saying to you, because I have stories of people who are classified disabled. One of the greatest scientists, what are you talking about? Right? Doesn't move around the way you do. Doesn't walk around the way you can't even communicate, talk. But massive, awesome discoveries. There's a woman called Helen Keller. Well, look at that. Deaf and dumb. You need to see what this woman achieved. Why? Somebody was able to realize it's not the physical, it's that person on the inside. I'm talking to that person on the inside of you today. You are born with greatness. I'm reintroducing you to your source. Not what you've been told, but the one who made you. Listen, stop focusing on how you were born. Start discovering why you were born. And your source is the one who can actually tell you why you were born. Guess what we're going to pray today? We are simply going to pray. Remember, we were praying all this while, God, if you are real, reveal yourself to me. We are moving away from that prayer now. God, why did you create me? Give me understanding of why you created me. Not how I was born. Your parents were not married. You don't even know your father. That's not the issue. The issue is move away from how to why. God, my creator, my maker, give me understanding of why I was born. The great God, the great source who made you, has great plans for you. He says in the book of Jeremiah, the thoughts, the plans I have for you, they are good plans, not evil, to give you a future, a hope, to bring you to an expected end. But it's only your source that can tell you your destination. So let us pray today. Let us pray. A few minutes we have left. Remember, your source is greatness. So is your destiny. Destiny, your destiny is greatness. Great plans. So let's talk to him. To fully understand you, you need to go to the source. Let us pray. And I'm talking about your original source. Yes. Move away. You're liberated today from how you were born. Stop focusing on how you were born. Lord God, my original source, why was I born into this world? Move away from your disability in the eyes of people and say, Lord God, what is the different ability you have given me? If you've got a child and the world calls disabled, change your prayer for that child from today. God, the source of this child, original source of this child, why have you given me a child with a different ability? What is the purpose of this different ability? It took people who understood, people like Helen Keller, to bring out the greatness God put in them. Please pray. In the book of Jeremiah 29, oh, please, you feel like crying, go ahead. Go ahead. Just release yourself. Are you getting me? Stop being stiff. Yeah, just let go. Let go. Let go. It's only not therapeutic for you to cry. I know you feel like I can sense it here. Right? So I'm just saying it to release you. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go of that person. Let that person express. Let that soul in you. Let it cry. Because you are being liberated right now. You are being set free from how you were born to why your original source created you. There's a purpose. There's a great plan. Listen, he says in the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11. I read this, we'll close. Please keep talking to God. Simple prayer. Keep talking. He says, I say this because I know. This is God speaking. He spoke through a prophet in the Bible called Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a very small boy when God actually introduced himself to him and told him, don't be fearful, Jeremiah. From your mother's womb, I knew you. And this is what I want you to do. Jeremiah discovered why he was born when he met his source, God. And this is what his source said. I say this because I know what the plans I am planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you. Plans for your peace. Plans for your security. Not plans to hurt you or harm you. I will give you hope and a good future. Then you will call my name. You will call upon me. You will come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Listen, talk to your source right now. He's listening. He goes on. Verse 13, 29th chapter of Jeremiah. You will search for me. And when you search for me, with all your heart, that's why I said, let go. Just let go. You will find me. I will let you find me. Listen, that's God, your source. That's his promise. He will let you. You're locked down. You can't go anywhere. You're wondering. He says, I will let you find me. Right there in your living room. Right there in your bedroom. I say, rise up. Listen, he says, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity. I will restore your fortunes. I forced you to leave. I drove you from this place. But I will gather you from all the nations. See what's happening in all the nations of the world now. He says, I will gather you from all the nations, from the places I've sent you as captives. Exiled you, says the Lord. And what? Do you know the clincher? And I will bring you back and restore you. That is the Lord's promise. Hallelujah. Let us pray. And thank you for your time. But I pray today, Lord God Almighty, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, the source of all life and intelligence, the little you have showed me about you, Lord, in my own little understanding, I have expressed it to everyone listening. I pray, make yourself known. Answer this heart cries. Thank you for taking us from how we were born to why we were born. And I pray you begin to show everyone why they were born. The purpose, the reality, the original plan. I pray that every story they've heard today, by the precious blood of Jesus, you will wipe it off. And I pray, Lord Jesus, the same way you chose in your sovereignty, you appear to Saul on the road to Damascus. Appear. You can do a better introduction of yourself. Reveal yourself to everyone watching in a new way. From the youngest child to the oldest. In a way that, Lord, personally, everyone will be able to understand you. Lord, our boasting is not in what we have, because the world can see now the futility and the vanity of possessions. Everywhere is under lockdown, oh God. Our life does not consist there. You are letting everyone see. But our life is in you, our source. But because it's in you we live, move, and have our being. So I pray, restore everyone back to you and show us, including myself, more and more, and give us understanding of the greatest creation you made, which is me, Lord, and this person hearing me through you. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. If you want to pray a simple prayer, I say, pray again. Lord God, keep revealing yourself to me. Keep revealing yourself to me through your word. Father, thank you. As we prayed on Thursday, send these people to someone like Ananias who will show them what they ought to do to know you more. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And amen. Thank you. Thank you again for watching this broadcast. Thank you for giving us your time. It's 12 minutes past 12 as I'm talking now. And it may not be 12 minutes past 12 because this broadcast, I understand, might be a minute or two after. Next time, all right, next time, we're going to look at this topic, all right? It's the bottom of the slide, so if you can bring it up. Understanding the greatest creation of God. Next time is going to be next Sunday, same time, 11 a.m. If you know someone who needs to hear this, or you need to hear this again, we're leaving it on the, you know, on this page. The beautiful thing is you can play it back. Listen to it as many times as you want. Listen, backtrack to the other understanding series. So next time, we're going to be looking at a topic, understanding the greatest creation of God, why you were born. Remember we prayed, God, give me understanding. We move from how to why, of why I was born. And if you have a child who can pray, but that's why you have that child, God can give you understanding of that child, of why he gave you that child, why that child was born the way they were. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? Just don't mind me. I'm saying hallelujah. It's just hallelujah is a universal language. Everyone says hallelujah, whatever language it is. So understanding why you were born. That's 11 a.m. next Sunday. Now, to help you grow your faith, right, we do a Bible study on Thursday. So Thursday, again, we're going to come back on live. That's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., right in the comfort of your home again. Join us in that Bible study. Last Thursday, we looked at how to keep our joy when we're going through trials or tough times. You know the beauty again? You can backtrack and listen to that Bible study. You see, these are the things you need to keep hearing here now, right? As you are reconciling to your source, as God is revealing himself more and more to you. We just put this broadcast together to help you. I don't know it all. I'm just learning. And the little that God, the source, reveals to me, I try to share with us. And that's, you know, to make it simple. Because God is not complicated. It is only complicated people who try to make God complicate God. So Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., we're coming back live again. And we're going to be looking also on this joy we're talking about. The theme we're following throughout this April is the force of joy. So we'll talk about joy again. And I tell you something, there's a story we will look at this Thursday. It's about a man who lost everything. He lost everything. But guess what? His source, God, made him bounce back. We will look at this on Thursday. And I hope you will join us again.